Blog Talk Radio.
Trey Love, the Playboy of Comedy. I want to welcome everybody to Twitter Me Tuesdays. I hope everybody's having a wonderful day. I hope everybody's had a wonderful weekend. I hope your Mother's Day was on fire. I just hope all that is well, because that's just what I live and I dream about is hope, baby, because tomorrow ain't promised. But, y'all, we got to get up, get out, and get something. Let's start off with this prayer, y'all, before we do anything. Dear Lord, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the power to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. If you put God in his perspective place first and foremost in your life where he should be, everything else is going to happen. Feel free to call in 310-861-2317. That is the number you can call and chat with your boy live on blogtalkradio.com/Gilroy. Look here, man. I have a couple of updates. I know y'all been waiting. Debating, because y'all been hating. But y'all been waiting. What Trey Love got to say about the Los Angeles Lakers losing in the NBA Finals? I mean, look at me, Finals. See, I done already put them in the Finals. I'm going to say what they were is the playoffs. Ladies and gentlemen, as you all know, Kobe's three-peat is not going to happen. His repeat did, thank God. But I'm going to say this, and I'm going to keep it 100. Kobe is still by far a truly, I'm not even going to say one of, I'm going to say next to Jordan, and I'm going to put him right with Jordan, neck to neck, I would say. And I'm going to say this, and I don't care if anybody got something to say about it, holler at me. Kobe is just as good as Jordan. Let me explain why. First of all, throughout every NBA championship that Michael Jordan won, he had Scottie Pippen directly by his side. Let me say that one more time, because see, some of y'all don't hear me. And I'm from Chicago, so I take nothing from number 23, who I definitely do see as the greatest basketball player, ever, man, to ever touch a ball in his life. Yes, Dr. Look at me, Dr. Jordan, Dr. Michael Jordan, yes, is the greatest player. But If you try to take anything away from Mr. Kobe Bryant, something is truly wrong with you. The man is an amazing and an elite basketball player. He's a scientist on the court. But again, like I said, I'm going to repeat what I said the first time. Michael Jordan, through every championship, through every playoff, through every grind, Scottie Pippen was right there, giving 110%. With Coach Phil Jackson leading the whole thing, Scottie Pippen and Jordan, everybody else, hell, with Pippen and Jordan, man, me and my homeboy, you know what I'm saying, me and my little brother could have went out there and won a championship, and I'm going to just keep it real with y'all. So as I say, Kobe single-handedly had to do business deals and things of this nature to do what he did in order to get his championship. Kobe had to work hard. The man has been through ridicule, you know, accused of rape. I mean, his reputation has been put on the line as a man, as a person, you know what I'm saying? Just all the things that Kobe has had to go through. So I say this to anybody that has anything to say negatively about Kobe Bryant. That man can still walk tall with five. Let me say that one more time. With five, count them, one, two, three, four, five championship rings, as he told LeBron, championship rings. And I also have to say this to the rest of the league, to anyone who has a problem with what I'm saying right now. Okay, Michael Jordan, six rings. I think Robert Horry got like nine or something. Let me Google that. I'll come back to y'all with that. So, I mean, what is the player that got nine rings the greatest player of all time? I mean, let's keep it real. You know what I'm saying? Since y'all want to count rings and want to count that as, oh, well, he got more rings. Well, somebody got more rings than Jordan. Oh, did I say that? And I'm from Chicago, so don't get me wrong, y'all. I ain't trying to not rep, but I'm just keeping it 100. Because to me, it seemed like everybody trying to take something from a young man that came out of high school and has turned out to be a dominant player in this league. Man, y'all try to take something from Kobe Bryant if y'all want to. Suckers. Because I'm going to say this. Let me go on and put it out there. Kobe, Jordan 6. Robert Horry, like, I think Bill, somebody over there with them Celtics, that team on, like, got, like, eight of them. Somebody got, like, nine of them. Robert Horry, somebody got, like, nine rings. And then somebody else got, like, let me go here now. Okay. LeBron, zero. D-Wade, one. LeBron, zero. Paul Pierce. It took Paul Pierce to get Kevin Garnett. Ray Allen, and to add, you know, to get Rajon Rondo going to get one. So with all of them, one. Let's go. The Boston Celtics, the new guys, they have like one. LeBron has zero. D-Wade has one. Let me see. Shaq has four. Shaquille O'Neal has four. Dwight Howard has zero. Let me think. So, hey, I'm looking at D-Fish. Honestly, I mean, if y'all want to go greatest of all time, dang, D-Fish got five. Oop, did I say D-Fish got five? LeBron got to win one just to even be able to classify it with D-Fish. Oh, did I say that? Yes, I did. I had to put it on out there. Because, see, y'all haters want to come with it. If you want to come with it, come with it. You understand what I'm saying? Let's go with the real, baby. D-Rose, I love in Chicago. Yeah, MVP and is showing out in the playoffs and doing what he do. And I love Derrick Rose as a player. But how many championship rings? What, y'all thought I was just going to lay back and be sad and like, oh, yeah, y'all right. Tim Duncan got four, you know, and see, that's another thing, too. I want to go on and put that out there and, you know, to put something realistic out there. This season is just a freaky season, man. I mean, the myth is what? And I'm going to shout them boys out, man. They playing some hella basketball, man. I wish right now we needed that other song. I'm going to put that out there. I'm not even going to get into the logistics and details of it because I'm very devastated. I really was hoping and pushing for Kobe to get that three-peat because after Kobe had accomplished this three-peat, it would have really put, you know, then all the naysayers, everybody would have had to hush because, you know, the boy would have definitely, like, you know, for real, they couldn't say nothing but, okay, he's Jordan now, you know what I mean? But there's only one Jordan, there's only one Kobe. But one thing I'm going to say, and I'm going to put this out there right now, and I dare somebody to challenge me on this, and I dare somebody to put money on the table and let's wager. I'm willing to put up a nice amount of money. You understand what I'm saying? That before Kobe Bryant retires from the game of basketball, he will gain another ring. He will definitely get another ring. I said it, I meant it, and if you have a problem with it, that's on you. Here's out to you haters, man.
We will fall from small to tall and shall not stall, been blind too long. Whoa. sipping on Haterade.
Yeah.
That deep down get your pay.
Yeah.
And it tastes like lemonade.
Yeah.
Scrunch your face when you see me face.
Yeah.
I be sipping on Haterade.
Yeah.
That deep down get your pay.
Yeah.
That flavor lemonade.
Yeah.
Scrunch your face when you see me face. You know what I'm talking about?
I'm not listening, I'm not interested. My attention only focused on what I get. I'm glistening, they call me Mr. Chick. White ice lemonade, black icy tits. Got gel rub down, bitch, some ice and pits. So I shoot it real good like hoes on boots. Mom, like, I ain't never seen a car like that. And she probably won't see the next year, I guess. And if I'm living fresh, and I say, I guess. Success brought up there, I live no stress. So today is the day that the big boy shine. Drop tops everywhere, wouldn't know how to lie. Got the fitties out today, showing off 10 lines. Bands battling in my pocket, no, it's not your line. Then skateboard peep in the club on time. No, not on time, but it's just in time. Gucci.
Fall from small to tall and shall not stall. Been flying too long. Whoa, 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 girl. I be sipping on Haterade.
Yeah.
That deep down get your pay.
Yeah.
It tastes like lemonade.
Yeah.
Scrunch your face when you see me pay.
Yeah.
I be sipping on Haterade.
Yeah.
That deep down get your pay.
Yeah.
That flavor lemonade.
Yeah.
Scrunch your face when you see me pay.
Yo, hey yo, this one goes out to all of my critics. Don't you feel stupid? Look how I did it. Look how it came to pass when I said it. We could do debit, I don't need no credit. Yes, I'm epic, look how I rep it. It's been 8 years, but I broke the record. Yup, the record, yup, the record, yup, the record. I'm all that I can be. And I'll admit, I'm appalled when you envy. Cause you can do it too, and you can do it too. I just happen to be the girl that they do it to. So I'ma bounce back, and I'ma ball out. And every time you see me, I'ma go all out. And I'ma win till the ending. Don't be mad when you see me transcending. Gooch.
We fall from small to tall and shall not stall. Been flying too long. Whoa, 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 girl. I be sipping on Haterade.
Yeah.
That deep down get your pay.
Yeah.
It tastes like lemonade.
Yeah.
Scrunch your face when you see me pay.
Yeah.
I be sipping on Haterade.
Yeah.
That deep down get your pay.
Yeah.
That flavor lemonade.
Yeah.
Scrunch your face when you see me pay. You know what I'm talking
about? I should be on sports illustrated. Cool, that's a motherfucker in a Porsche lemonade. Pull up in a Rari, he ain't good at intimidating. Mutilated Maserati, Lamborghini decapitated. That investigation, I'm accumulating. Seeing you with it, I'm not the man that I say I am. Like I give a damn, but I just run around town picking up stacks. Something like Louis, something like Gucci. That I love money, yeah, I love solution. My teenage care ring, baby girl, too. And I ain't really hard to please, baby, come chill, some chill, some chill, some chill. I'm just around the town with the top shop talk. You can call it off the pound, cause my top stay down. Cause I ain't seen a motherfucker since I bought these cars. I ain't seen a motherfucker since I bought the cars.
We revolve from small to tall and shall not stall. Been flying too long. Whoa, 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 girl. I be sipping on Haterade.
Yeah.
That deep down get your pay.
Yeah.
It tastes like lemonade.
Yeah.
Scrunch your face when you see me pay.
Yeah.
I be sipping on Haterade.
Yeah.
That deep down get your pay.
Yeah.
That flavor lemonade.
Yeah.
Scrunch your face when you see me pay. You know what I'm talking about? Gonna
lift your glass, gonna lift your glass.
Just think about the future and forget the past.
Just lift your glass, gonna lift your glass.
If a nigga kid, how you tell him kiss your ass?
Just lift your glass, gonna lift your glass.
Let's think about the future and forget the past.
Everybody just lift your glass, gonna lift your glass.
That nigga think they going hard, don't make me laugh, scooch.
Yeah, family, this is one and only Trey Love, Playboy Comedy. I'm back, baby. I was just sitting here going through some things, you know what I'm saying? Want to look up some stats for y'all and show y'all some things, you know what I'm saying? And also to let the people know, I do live pokes, and I had 38 pokes I had to give out, and it was like 12 birthdays I was going to shout. But, yo, check this out, y'all. I don't know what's going on. Yo, Facebook be doing what they want to do. Like, every now and again, they'll go down and just shut down my page talking about we setting up maintenance. So be mindful of this, y'all. You know what I'm saying? I know it's, like, a lot of things going on. People know I got a big mouth, and I talk a lot of stuff, and I'm in the advertising, marketing, and making my thing happen. So for whatever reason, to all my Facebook friends and fans that's on my other page, Trey Love Gilroy, They shut it down. Like, for now, I can't get on there. I have no access, so I'm not able to do my poke. So to my ladies that love getting poked by me, I apologize, you know. I'm going to just say this. Peep this, right? I did some research, right, while I was, you know, playing that song for you haters, you know what I'm saying? I was making sure y'all knew and understood. You know, I had a little something for y'all, you know, some stat-wise, since you all, you know, want to sit here, you know, for the ones that want to hate on Mr. Kobe Bryant, you know what I'm saying? And I just want to put this out there. The person who has the most rings in NBA history by himself, Bill Russell, maintains 11. I'm looking at it. He's number one. He has 11 NBA championship rings. And is it just me, or is he not even discussed as being the greatest player of all time? I mean, that goes to show things and times fade. In 50 years, we won't be talking about LeBron, Kobe, or Jordan. You understand what I'm saying? Because right now, Bill Russell is still alive. And, yeah, we catch him in an interview here and there, and, oh, hey, how you doing? But nobody's talking about him because, see, that's how life in America, that's how America is. We're very current. We're not about the past. We're about current. You know what I mean? So that's 11. So why isn't he discussed as the greatest player of all time? Because times change. Things get better. People get better. And that's kind of Magic said. That's kind of what happened to the Lakers. You know what I mean? The team's getting a little faster. They're getting a little stronger. And I'm going to be honest. I mean, when you have such a dynamic team as the Los Angeles Lakers have and have built and have maintained for so many years, you know, with even different players, people kind of strategically put themselves together and plan to put teams together to beat a team such as the Los Angeles Lakers, as did people did to beat back in the 90s to defeat the Chicago Bulls. But fortunately, that was not able to happen. So I'm going to say this straight up. The Lakers are the team of the decade. Anybody can say what they want. Kobe's the player of our time. And you know what? This is his time. So it's going to be someone else's time. Will it be LeBron's? It's really hard to say. You know what I mean? LeBron is a dynamic specimen of a person. I mean, that boy, I mean, woof, the natural just gill that boy has, the talent. I mean, my God, I mean, I guarantee, that's one thing I will guarantee. I'll say this and I'll put my reputation on the line and say, yes, I do see LeBron James winning an NBA championship. And I'm going to tell you the truth, possibly this year. This may just be the year of the Heat because, hey, when you put that D-Wade presence with that LeBron and see them two, I swear, it's like watching them. It's very Jordan Pippen-esque, you know what I mean? Because I give D-Wade credit for being man enough. See, a lot of people, you know, and I'm not going to say no names. I mean, it's players in the NBA. And it's also, I'm going to tell you, in my game, in the comedy game, a lot of times when, you know, I've been doing this for many, many years now, and people would see me as a as, say, their feature, their opening act, and, you know, that's where they wanted to keep me. But as my reputation grew, as my career grew, as my resume grew, you know, they would get jealous when people would call and say, hey, you know, we want to do the show, but this time we want Trey Love to headline. So, you know, it's hard for people sometimes to be willing to take a back seat to say, hey, it's all about the good of the show. And that's what I appreciate about people such as D-Wade, willing to go ahead and say, okay, yeah, LeBron, I'm going to give you this team. I'm going to stay on this team, but I'm going to let you go ahead and be, per se, the captain of the ship, and let's ride this thing together because all I'm about is a ring, and I respect him so much for that. And just to let y'all know, the talk of Dwight Howard coming to Los Angeles, I'm going to say this. Between the way the Orlando Magic got beat by the Atlanta Hawks, between the way that the Lakers got beat by the who are those guys again? What's that team? The Fragrics, anyway, some team out in Texas, you know, the way we got beat by those guys, you know what I mean? I mean, I'm saying like this here, between Kobe and Dwight Howard hooking up, and I'm gonna put this out there. People are saying Chris Paul, right? But what about that light skinned guy? That light-skinned guy, y'all don't know who I'm talking about, Darren Williams. Nobody's heard of him. What about a Darren Williams, Dwight Howard, and a Kobe Bryant? Let's keep a run on test. Powell, I'm not sorry. Powell Gasol, I'm not even going to say the words that I want to say to you. But you, dude, I'm going to just say this, and I'm going to leave it at this. I'm going to be very cool. You suck, man. Straight up. Powell Gasol sucks. Andrew Bynum. Hey, man, you know, I like you, man, you know, and I'm going to tell you, I do see the effort there. And I don't know, you're a big man. Lamar, I'm going to be honest, Lamar, I was expecting you to be the Pippen, but that really ain't in you, dog. You're doing these reality shows. You got a little soft, man. I ain't gonna even lie to me. You soft out. You know what I mean? You ain't nowhere near living up to the caliber of player that you could be. You know what I mean? Or that you should be. To be totally honest with you, man, you should be a. I mean, maybe age, whatever. I ain't gonna sit here and dog you because you know what? I ain't putting on no uniform, getting out there shooting out one shot. So I mean, I could talk all the smack I want, but you know, I'm sitting here on Blog Talk Radio having a good time instead of being out there on the court. So, but at the same time, you know, to really honestly as a team to cohesively help. To make Kobe Bryant literally to plateau him as the greatest player of all time. Man, y'all didn't do that, man. I mean, to the team. I'm serious, man. Phil does everything he can. You know what I mean? Phil Jackson, God bless you, man. That's 11 rings. Hey, Phil got just as many rings as Bill Russell. He got 11 championship rings. So, hey, you got Coach Phil Jackson and you got player Bill Russell. That's I guess what they would say, the greatest of all time. And another stat, too, Bill Russell played 13 seasons in the National Basketball Association. So you're telling me in 13 seasons this man won 11 rings? What does that tell you? Okay. Sam Jones is he has 10 championship rings. The guys who have 8, Tom Henderson, something like that. Can't even say it. Casey Jones, Satch Sanders, John Havlicek. I got to study my white. You get it? That was funny to me. I'm going to use that on stage. Man, you got to study your white. You get it, y'all? Some of y'all pay attention. I got to study my white. But, yeah, and, you know, it's funny that all of those guys with 8, 10, and 11 rings were all Boston Celtics. Frank Ramsey, Boston Celtics, 7 rings. John Anyway, some dude named Jim with the Boston Celtics, he's got 7 rings. Robert Horry, 7 rings. Ah, see, that's what I was talking about. Robert Horry had more rings than Michael Jordan. Robert Horry has 7 championship rings. So here's my thing. If y'all want to base the great player, the greatest player of all time on rings, let's go Robert Horry with 7. He had a couple with Houston. He had a couple with Los Angeles. He had a couple with San Antonio. So, see, when y'all say greatest of all time, right? Okay, where's Robert Horry? We so fickle. I love us. If we ain't popular, you know what I'm saying, or got that swag. See what it is, Michael Jordan had swag. You know what I mean? Kobe Bryant got swag. You know, LeBron got swag. Where Robert Horry? He's all right. Anyway, Bob Cousy with the Boston Celtics. Buck Foster. I'm telling you, that's how I feel about it. Bob Cousy got 6 rings. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar got 6 rings. You know what I'm saying? See, look at that. Look at that. Let's talk greatest players of all time. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar has 6 rings, guys. 6 rings. Don't forget, before he was a Los Angeles Laker, he was a Milwaukee Buck. Michael. Hold on, I got to do it how we used to do it in Chicago. Your Chicago Bulls. I get chills every time. I mean, who with me, man? Somebody is with me from back in the days, man, when we used to be vibing with them Chicago Bulls, man, when they would bring Michael out. Oh, my God. I'm getting hot. I'm getting the body high right now thinking about how they used to introduce us, man. Oh, man, it was hot. You had Kareem, you know what I'm saying? Michael Jordan got 6. Scottie Pippen, oh, my God, OMG. Much love to that brother, man, for everything Jordan will tell you in a minute, he couldn't have done it without him. And for the men who currently maintain 5 championship rings, George Mikan was with the Minneapolis Lakers. I got to study my way. Nick Elson, Minneapolis Lakers. Jim Pollard, Minneapolis Lakers. These are all 5 rings, guys. Slater Martin, Minneapolis Lakers, and the St. Louis Hawks. That's Slater Martin. Larry Segfield, 5 rings with the Boston Celtics. I can't even say their name. The Heat. Go Heat. Anyway, Don Nelson, Boston Celtics. Go Heat. Michael Cooper, the Los Angeles Lakers, maintaining 5 rings. Ooh, my man, Mr. Magic himself, baby. See, that's why Magic was, Jordan was considered, because Magic was going to, you know, consider the greatest player of all time, which, I mean, the things that Magic Johnson did on the court were utterly amazing, but the fact that Jordan took 6 over the 5, it kind of trumped the card. Get that up to, again, Michael Jordan, that guard from North Carolina, Michael Jordan. I get chills. Oh, God, they need to make me a commentator, baby. I get it cracking. Dennis Rodman won championships with five championships. Dennis Rodman, why isn't he considered one of the greatest players of all time with the Detroit Pistons as well as the Chicago Bulls? Ron Harper, my man. Man, I miss Ron. Y'all, who ever seen Ron talk? This is how Ron talked. You know, so I had passed the ball in to Michael, and then so Michael had, and then Michael, he didn't get the ball to me because I was trying to dunk the ball, and I didn't even know what was up. So I passed the ball to Scotty. Man, I be having fun, and I don't pick at people. Please, if you tongue-tied, don't be calling me trying to aggravate me. So I'm like, Trey, look, nah, come here, because you think somebody's playing with you, Trey. Ain't nobody. I know I'm ignorant. I can't help it. I'm just serious. Don't pay me no attention, y'all. I'm a comedian. I get paid to act a damn fool. Ron Harper got five championships rings, some with the Chicago Bulls, some with the Los Angeles Lakers. That's a big shout to that dude. Mr. Steve Kerr, five NBA championships rings, Chicago Bulls and San Antonio Spurs. So y'all better pay attention. And the man, the last two on the bottom of this, on the bottom of this list, y'all, on the bottom of this list, Mr. Kobe Bryant and Derek Fisher with five NBA championship rings. That was fun. I'm sorry. I enjoyed that. I shouldn't be sorry, man. I would just say this, man, straight up, man, to anybody that got a problem, like I told y'all, man, y'all better stay up off my Lakers, man. Y'all did y'all thing, man. You know, I'm going to just play this song for the Lakers, man, and let everybody know next year. And like I said, I'm willing to guarantee Kobe going to get another ring before it's over with. But for now, the 2011, this song go out to that year, yo, and to the NBA season of the Los Angeles Lakers. I'm going to let everybody know it's grinding. And I'm standing behind two teams at this point, either the Chicago Bulls or the Miami Heat, because I'm going to tell y'all, I ain't trying to be funny or nothing, but the Memphis Grizzlies and the whoever the other the OKC, I love Kevin Durant, that's my boy, but Memphis Grizzlies, Oklahoma, freaking the Hawks, I'm sorry, if the Lakers ain't in thing, I mean, to me, I'm going to be honest. I don't know why y'all let the Lakers lose. It's boring now. Tell the truth, everybody. I mean, let's keep it 100. Without the Lakers on deck, it's boring. So I'm going to let y'all know. We're going to enjoy the rest of the playoffs. Big up to the Heat. Big up to the Bulls. I hope y'all take it home. One of y'all two teams, because that's why I'm going to show my love. See, that's what people understand. I want to tell y'all something, too. I ain't a bandwagon dude. Let me just let y'all know where I'm coming from. I was born in the city of Chicago. That's my town. You understand what I'm saying? Baby, I'm Chi-Town love. You understand what I'm saying? Your boy Step, all that. You understand? That's just how I do. I'm Chi-Town Pimpin', baby, and that's church. Now, I was raised in Miami, Florida. So, naturally, I was there the year that he came out and started the whole team. See, I go back to Alonzo Mourning, everything. Y'all don't understand. I know I'm a Heat dude. You know what I mean? I was back there, you know what I'm saying, when we was getting down. You know what I mean? I know about the Heat. You know, even for, I remember when the first season of the Miami Heat. So that's just to show y'all how far I go back. So I got to have love for my city, the city that raised me, taught me. Shout out to all my Zoes out there, all my Creoles, all my Haitians, stuff I say. Shout out to my Cubans, you know what I'm saying? Very cultured city, man. Shout out to Conk Salad. Shout out to all my peoples down there in the MIA 305. So see, that's where I was raised. Myrtle Grove Elementary, Carroll City Senior High. You understand what I'm saying? Went to Pace, New World School of Performing Arts. Went to Miami-Dade Community College. Played with it. Worked at PRC. Y'all don't understand. Miami know me. That's MIA. I even got shot at Baby Dolls on 79th and 27th over there across the street from the flea market, y'all. Yeah, some of y'all remember when Trey Love, it was on 99 Jams. They announced I had got shot January 29th, 2001. Man, that city raised me, man. I'm talking about I used to perform at the Improv. I did BET. My first television appearance was at the Jackie Gleason Theater, BET's Comic View. I taped that, baby, and ran from there. So I took a 305, man. That's love. Do you hear me? That is my city. I love me some 305. But I ain't going back. Some people have a good time by themselves, and I do, and that's to my city, and that's real love to y'all, though. Seriously, man, I love 305, man. That's a real cold city. And to the city that has parented me, that has embraced me, that has loved me, that has taught me, that has really given life to the dead, man, to a city that whooped my behind. I'm going to keep it real. A city that showed me love and showed me that it's a real grind out here. See, for the people like, you know, that say, oh, yeah, I want to move to L.A. and become an actor, or I want to do this and that, I'm going to tell you straight up, come on out here, because L.A. ain't no punk. Find yourself on Skid Row like I did. But see, it takes a real man to go all the way from to the bottom. You understand what I'm saying? And have to grind and have to find the depths of his soul to be back on top where I am. If y'all read the Bible, y'all know the story of a man named Job, you know, he had it all at one point. And that's where I was, y'all, when I did Comic View and the movies and stuff. I was making stuff happen, had it all. And then came to L.A., man, and the city bought me my neck for a minute. You know what I mean? I had to really humble myself and realize, you know, everything you think you want or you think you got could be taken from you immediately. And I want to say that to them devils out there, to them evil people that take from people, you know what I'm saying, and take things from you, you know what I mean, to comics that have taken things from me. You know who you are. And see, look at life now. Where I'm at, I'm going to tell y'all about that other stuff later. But, you know, just to let you know that I'm not where I was. So that's a shout to my city, man. Didn't I get emotional talking about that? That's my city, though, man. I got to love Miami, man. You know, it's like it's one of them towns, you know what I'm saying, when you was raised there, you love it, you hate it, but you still love it, you know what I mean? Because it's your city, man. It's your people, you know what I mean? Them the people that I go right now, I could go to their house, man, sit down, you know what I mean, have a little bite. My brother out there, see love, man. Big doing your thing, Cash. I see you out there, you know what I'm saying? I mean, raise kids out there, you know? So, I mean, it's just, MIA 305. So, therefore, that's me explaining why I am a fan of the Miami Heat. And next and last, but definitely not least, the first, I'm going to give y'all the rundown on why I am a fan of the Los Angeles Lakers. To show y'all, like, I ain't no sellout. Oh, he just moved to L.A. and now he a Laker fan. Nah. See, y'all don't even understand the game. Let me just tell y'all a story. I was a young kid. I was playing ball, you know, and this was before Jordan was really doing his thing. I don't want to tell my age because y'all know I'm 27. That's my actor age. That's the lie that I'm sticking to. Hell, I look 25. Please, you can ask a few of these girls. I'll be laying pipe like I'm 19. But anyway, just to go ahead and let y'all know, I was a young lad, you know, out there playing ball and everything. And, you know, you go home. And my dad wasn't too much into sports. And, you know, I was like peeping TV. And, you know, back in my day, I'm telling my age again. Like I said, I'm 19, and that's the lie I'm sticking to. Back in my day, you know, we watched TV, y'all. And all that came on was TV. I think, dang, man, my day, did we even have cable? No, it was satellite back then. We didn't have cable. You had a real satellite that you had to go outside and crank. I know it's people out there laughing at me right now because I got some friends that really think I'm 27. And now that I'm telling these stories, they're like, hold on. Wasn't that like in the 50s or the 60s? I'm going to say this to y'all. Go to hell. Anyway, like I was saying, so the little crank, you know, so we didn't really, you know, nobody could afford that. So you got to watch basic TV. So, you know, sports would come on TV back in the days, you know. And I was watching Magic Johnson, Michael Cooper, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Byron Scott. I mean, oh, my God, James Worthy. James Worthy had a finger roll, y'all. James Worthy had a finger roll. When I first got into sports, like really, really into basketball, y'all, I'm going to tell you where I was. I'm going to keep it 100 with y'all. It was 1988, man. I was overseas. My mother took us to Hawaii that year. You know, me, my brother, sister, mom, dad, you know, we had went to Hawaii. So I'm over there sitting, you know, around in Hawaii. I know I'm kind of spoiled, y'all. I know y'all listening. Like, what you doing in Hawaii? I was chilling. I even was playing with some girls over there, man. I'll tell y'all about that another story. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, I'm watching these, you know, I'm chilling. You know what I'm saying? I'm over in Hawaii and I'm watching TV, you know. And, I mean, it was like Magic Johnson and them boys, man, they was playing the Detroit Pistons. It was Isaiah, Dennis Rodman, what's that old crazy boy? I don't even remember his name, but it was like a old wild white boy like to fight on the float, man. And so, y'all, it was just like when I saw the way Magic Johnson would take that basketball and like, throw it down court. I mean, them boys was doing stuff. They were playing, you know, all of us, the kids, you know, we still like the Globetrotters. Look at me, kids. Yeah, that's right. I ain't but 12. The kids, we still love the Globetrotters. But on everything, man, I mean, the Los Angeles Lakers literally were playing like Globetrotters. And I was like, whoa. It was kind of like when I first saw Michael Jackson. I was like, who is that? When I saw Magic playing basketball in them Lakers, man, I was a Laker fan. So that's to let you guys know, like, on the real, on everything. I'm not just no bandwagon because I'm here. I have been a Los Angeles Laker fan for quite some time, and I love the Lakers. And living in this city, it's a blessing to have such a dynamic team. And for the years that I've lived here, y'all, for every year that I've lived here, for the 3 years I've been here, the Los Angeles Lakers went to the finals 3 times. This is the 4th year. This is the first time that they didn't make it to the final. So I want to say to the Lakers, thank you for giving me 3 magnificent years to cheer. And you know what? No matter what, even though you didn't take the crown to be the NBA champions, you are still the Western Conference NBA champion 3 times. So, Kobe, you still did your thing. You know what I'm saying? It's too bad that you didn't have, you know, anybody to back you up. So I'm going to play a couple songs real quick and dedicate this to the to the Los Angeles Lakers, man. I'm going to play a little something, you know what I'm saying, to let us know how hurt we are. And then from there, I'm going to jam. You know I am. I'm Trey Love, baby. But this song goes out to the 2011 season of the Los Angeles Lakers. This from Trey Love, y'all.
How do I say goodbye to what we had? The good time that made us laugh outweighs the bad.
Say what's up to Chris. discover we all bad. You about to tell her you love her, we all bad. Always wanna fight in a club, but we all bad. But you can't bring a future back, back. Y'all are steady chasing the fame, and we all bad. Overtime clothes and change, we all bad. Niggas still making it rain, and we all bad. But you can't bring a future.
All right, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to Get Right Radio. This is the one and only Trey Love, the Playboy Comedy. You know how we do it, man. I do it live, man. I got to get my shouts out real quick, baby. Monica Hughes, Gilroy East Coast Radio, man. Y'all better check out, man. Hey, and if you want to get an interview on this station, you need to send an email out to GilroyEastCoastRadio@gmail.com. That's GilroyEastCoastRadio@gmail.com. Yes, that's GilroyEastCoastRadio.com. Monica Hughes, hit her up, man. Send your information, send your links, man. Send your pictures, send your bio, send your resume, send all that, man. So that way she can get you taken care of, get you wrapped up, man. Get your date set, man. So you can sit down, chop it up with me, Mike, and reach the people. You understand what I'm saying? Got to give a shout out to my publicist, man. I hope y'all been checking out Carla EOTM Simpson, man. They making some major things happen over there, man. You got to peep out the write up she did on me. Yo, for those of you who was paying attention, man, to what's going on in my career, I'm going to get back to that later. But got to give a shout out to Gilroy West, man, doing her thing, man. If you need to hit us up, you understand what I'm saying, to book Trey Love anywhere, hit bookgilroy@gmail.com. That's bookgilroy@gmail.com. Yeah, that's bookgilroy@gmail.com. You know what I'm saying? Hit us up, man. You know what I'm saying? We'll make some things happen. Got to give a shout out to Sister in the Struggle, man. She be doing her thing, man. I hope y'all tuning in every Wednesday to check her out, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Sister in the Struggle, S.S. Sophia Sims. Woo, woo! Making it happen, y'all. I'm telling you, she got her road dogs coming with her. Man, she's holding Gilroy down. She got Wednesdays and she got Saturdays, man. So y'all make sure y'all check her out. I want to tell y'all about something, man. It was an event this weekend, man. Went and kicked it, man. Me and Gilroy West went out there together, you know what I'm saying, to peep the scene, you know what I'm saying. Me and Sophia was out there handling our business, you know what I'm saying, showing up, showing out, and showing no shame. Went out there, man, and it was Tania Capri, Big T, you know what I'm saying. First of all, you walk in, man, you know what I'm saying, Mr. Albie Shue was singing, doing his thing, man, you know what I'm saying, after all these years, you know what I'm saying, brother still clever, looking fly, doing a stiddle, man. Fizzle, you know what I mean? You got to check her out, man. My girl, you know, Thicks in the City, you know what I mean, doing it big, you know what I'm saying, Thick Exotics, man. That's what the modeling company is, man. They got another event coming up. I'm going to see if I can get Tania on the line with us so that we can do an interview on her and get information on the show that she had and the show that she's doing, man. It's always big stuff, man. It was celebrities in the house, man, all kind of stuff, man. I got to get all the information and details for y'all. But it was big. It was hot. Man, I'm going to tell you, it's happening. And when I come back, man, I'm going to give y'all some major updates on some things that happened in my career. Y'all think I'm playing with this game, man? I didn't come to L.A. to play no games. I didn't come to L.A. to make no friends. I came out here to get it in. You understand what I'm saying? I came out here to make it happen. But you know what I'm saying? I'm going to tell you how we did it this weekend, man. This song goes out to Big T and Sophia. Man, I'm rolling with y'all ladies, man. This is how we did it this weekend, y'all.
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Yeah. Follow the dub. It's Fergie.
Ooh, I'm a
caviar dreams. You deserve nothing but all the finer things. Now this whole world has no clue what to do. I've got enough money in the bank for the two of us. I gotta keep enough lettuce to support the shoe fetish lifestyle. So rich and famous, Robin Lethal get jealous. Half a million for the stove. Taking trip from here to Rome. So if you ain't got no money, take your broke ass home.
Yeah, man, that song goes out to Big T and Sophia, man. You know what I'm saying? Them ladies did it big, man. You know what I mean? Howling and holding out Gilroy, man. We make some major stuff happen. Look, I'm going to give y'all a quick, couple quick updates, man. Some of you may know about this audition that came to Los Angeles called Born to Shine. It was a Time Warner show. They're looking for hosts, you know, for TV shows. And I've been doing my thing for a while. You know, I have a lot of red carpet experience. I have a lot of experience doing interviews, being interviewed, you know what I'm saying, being an entertainer, being a host, MC, able to talk, got to get the gab, you know what I'm saying. I'm sexy as a mother. I mean, I'm a good-looking dude. I mean, it ain't my fault, you know what I'm saying. You mix my mama with my daddy, and the result is me, you know, T-R-E, the Playboy comedy. I can't help it. I'm just Trey Love, baby, you know what I mean? So, therefore, I'm hoping and praying, you know, something good comes of that. If not, y'all know I'm going to keep it pushing anyway. Y'all better hear my voice and see my face, because I'm going to keep my face in the place so I can say my grace and give you a taste each and every time I decide to rhyme, you know, depending on what I feel like doing. But to let y'all know what's happening, man, if you're in the Los Angeles area and you want to come check me out, man, I will be live at the Dynasty on May the 12th, y'all, doing my thing, doing some stand-up, y'all. And also that day I'm doing no, that's Thursday. And look out on the 13th for Facebook Fridays, and I'll update y'all on what happened on Thursday and tell y'all about that night. You know, I'm recording things, y'all, putting the DVD together. Playboy Comedy DVD on deck soon. TLP's on deck soon. I'm still working on my album, still working on different things, you know what I'm saying, y'all. I'm telling you, it's like a whirlwind pyramid right now. On the 19th of May, you can catch me at the Comedy Store in the Belly Room again. Want to send a shout out to Nichelle for booking that. Also, look out for some things. I've been in talks with Shanice Wells about a couple things, you know what I'm saying. That's another comedy guru out here. And also something that is very I'm going to say this, something that I'm really proud of and I'm excited about, y'all. Something I'm really, 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 really excited about. On May 4th, 2011, guys, I went to the J Spot Comedy Club, which is owned by J. Anthony Brown, was having a comedy competition. And, you know, I was, you know, guys, you know, it's kind of like you just throw yourself in the bucket. You don't know what's going to happen. You just say, hey, you know, I'm going to go out and I'm going to try. You know, I know that I've been doing stand-up for years, and I'm going to be honest with you guys. I'm not saying this to sound like a sore loser of stuff that's happened in the past, but I'm going to say straight up, it has really been, and I'm going to keep it 100, I've been hated on in my career. And I'm getting older and more mature, and I'm over things in my past, but there are people that had a lot to do with what Trey Love did not become. And I'm not going to say any names and give them that much credit or power, but truthfully, guys, there are people, that devils out there, that can and will hold back your life and career. And there are people that really, really stopped me because they were jealous. You know what I mean? And that's all I'm going to say to that. I'm not going to give them the pleasure of saying their names and give them any publicity. But I'm going to say to them and to anyone that's doubted me, to the ones who had negative things to say about me as I was pursuing, you know, Trey is not this and Trey is not that. But you know what? I'm going to tell you, mother something. I snuck in there and I won the contest. First place, got it on tape. J. Anthony Brown had to announce me the winner that night. And I want to say this to all the people that ever said what I couldn't do, whoever had anything negative to say about me, you better watch me, sucker, because I don't know how to do nothing but shine.
L.A., Vegas, connect, baby.
When I be in the club, I'm in trouble, so say love, baby, say it, know what's up, baby, let me do my stuff, I'm around, name. Here what game is my claim to fame. Going for mine, you do the same. Show up, show out, show no shame. It's all enough for everybody. Get up, get down, and on the party. Bacardi, let's get naughty. Big fun, coast to coast, L.A. shawty. ATL, M.I.A., and forget. Shoutown, baby, but anyway, this beat is sick. Grab a chick, take her pick. If she's sexy, give her it.
I'm a rock.
I'm a club. I'm a
I'm a rocker,
right? You know you sing on the beat, right?
She
like my style. Order a shot for honey child. Meanwhile, I take a drink, then I think to the telly, rub my belly, put your number in my silly. Grab a hand, say let's go, cause you know I got a show. You gave me some, but I won't go. Make your body shake and quiver. Good love in, I deliver. Freaky, I got mirror. Can I make it any clearer? Bring your sexy over here. She my friend, but I ain't with her. Don't you worry, you just hurry. Got a Mac so I can bear it. Me into you, that's how I do. In a few, I pursue, I think Trey love you.
Damn, what?
Just a thought, maybe fact, maybe fiction. Right now, I'm on a mission. Like a fighter with bad intentions. Did I mention?
I'm a rocker.
Now I got you in the loop. Spark a flame to set the mood. Let's get kinky, I got lube. Don't be crude, act all shrewd. Are you hungry? I got food. Let me touch it, let me hold you. Take a piece so I can show you what I can do in the bit. I am a king, like a master. Want me slow, want me fast. It doesn't matter, your wish is my goal. I will shock your soul. Bust hard like a revolver. In bed, the problem solver. Like a crackhead, I'm a rocker.
I'm a rocker. I'm a rocker.
I'm a rocker. I'm a rocker. I'm a rocker.
Y'all better pay attention, baby. It's
rock,
the L.A. Vegas
her.
Connect, you heard
I'm
me?
Gonna rock,
hit works in the same minute.
I'm gonna rock,
Gil Roy. Trey Love, hot single dropping right now, y'all. I'm gonna rock her. Yeah. We gonna take this all the way to the bank, baby. This the one, baby. This the one. To all them ladies out there, I'm gonna do one at a time.
I'm gonna rock her.
Take it home, baby. Something about being Trey Love. They asked me how I do it. This the best explanation I could give you.
Get your Trey game on, on, on. Get your Trey game on, on, on. Get your Trey game on. Trey game on.
To get your Trey game on, you got to grind, redefine, look at the whole world and say it's mine. Before I start every day, I take a moment and pray. Thank the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit for blessing me, Trey. Love a boy, king, got Gil Roy. Make your girl think about me like I'm her toy. I bring joy and satisfaction with no distraction. I guarantee, pay me a fee, I'll make you see me in 3D. Make you redefine the definition of who you are. Limitless, the narrow will tell you how far. You think you wanna go, baby? Do you really know, baby? God gave you a good game, and that's 5G, baby. Keep everybody laughing, feet tapping. Be so your girl, for you know what happened. Virgin tight game, keep them clapping. In the gym, in my book, keep my mind and body strong. My Trey Love just goes on and on and on and on.
Get your Trey game on. Get your Trey game on, on, on. Get your Trey game on, on, on. Get your Trey game on, on, on. Get your Trey game on.
Get your Trey game on. Get your Trey game on, baby. Yeah, that's the one and only thing of the Playboy comedy.
Look here, man. I'm going to say this to all these naysayers, man, and all these haters, man, for real. You know what I'm saying? Y'all keep giving me fuel to put this fire up. You understand what I'm saying? Because I'm going to keep burning, baby. I'm going to burn till it ain't nothing left. You understand what I'm saying? I done put God where he's supposed to be. That's in front of me and in my heart, around me, protecting me, holding me. And, man, I'm going to tell y'all something. God is good. Life is good. I'm happy, man. My health is good. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling swell. I'm looking good. You understand what I'm saying? I'm touching and feeling and loving again. You understand what I'm saying? Got loving people around me, in my life, surrounding me and embracing me and conversating with me and believing in me and backing me up. And to those people, this song goes out to them and to everybody else. I say peace, love. Man, I'll catch y'all on Facebook Fridays. Man, y'all stay tuned tomorrow for Sister in the Struggle, tomorrow with SS Sophia Sims, man. And this song goes out to everybody, man. You know what I'm saying? To the Lakers, man, I want to say, man, just put it, keep it tight, man. You know what I'm saying? Kobe, you did your thing, man. You still a champion amongst men because you holding it down, man. You in the record books, man. To everybody else, man, this song goes out to everybody, man. It's the end of the show, man. I love y'all. This has been Twitter Me Tuesdays. I had so much fun today. It was so good to express myself and let y'all know how I felt. Man, y'all make sure y'all stay tuned to my Facebook page, the Gilroy Trey Love page. I don't know why they shut Trey Love Gilroy down. I think it's got something to do with the CIA, but we're going to figure it out. All right, man. That's love, peace, and church.
Song, 'cause I need.